Yankees hosting the Rays in the 115th home opener in franchise history. Michael Pineda was special in this one. We'll get to that, but first the offense. Aaron Judge facing Alex Cobb in the fourth.
Now the 2-2 pitch on its way. Breaking ball, and this one is driven to deep left field. Malik Smith didn't see it. It doesn't matter. It lands in the seats for a solo homer. Aaron Judge with his second home run of the season, and he gives the Yankees a 2-0 lead.
The Yankees shift three men to the right of second base, outfield straightaway. The windup and the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, he struck him out. 13 in a row to start the game with six Ks for the Yankee right-hander, winds and throws. Strike three called on the outside corner, three pitches, and Michael Pineda is rolling through the Rays lineup. Five perfect innings to start the day.
So two outs and the base is empty for Evan, and the first pitch is lifted down the left field line. That's going to get down for a base hit. There goes the no-no, and into the corner it goes. Around first on his way to second goes Longoria, and he's going to get there with a double. And the Yankee Stadium crowd rises to their feet to acknowledge the performance of Michael Pineda, who finally gives up a hit. The first pitch to Chase Headley, and he just landed it in Andy Land out there. One row into the seats, into right field. A line drive, maybe wall ball, probably caught in a lot of other ballparks, but here it's a homer. And just like that, the Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
The Yankees win it 8-1. Pineda took the perfect game into the seventh. He goes 7 2/3 innings, strikes out 11, and allows just two hits. After the game, Joe Girardi announced that Gary Sanchez will be out 4 weeks with a grade 1 strain of a muscle behind his right biceps. The Rays fall to 5-3 on the season after a great opening homestand. Kevin Cash talked about a tough road opener in the Bronx.
Well, Michael Pineda was sharp right from the start, the first inning. What was he doing that was so effective today?
Really good fastball command, and it seemed like he could really place his slider wherever he needed to. I mean, he threw some sliders, your typical down and away, to get some chase, but he also threw some that looked like they appeared to start right at the hitter's kind of what we call a front door breaking ball. So he makes a changeup in a lot more than what we saw his first outing. Just overall, really, really good performance by him.
For your pitcher, Alex Cobb, it seemed like the curveball was a big pitch for him today. What did you like that you saw from him during this outing?
I was really pleased with Alex. I mean, I thought he adjusted well. He did get the curveball going. He got a lot of swing and misses on it. It was really good to see him just out there competing. I mean, we probably didn't do the best behind him to help him out. But as far as his stuff and everything, it looked really good.
You guys have had a lot of success with Pineda in the past. I mean, is he something of a mystery to you at this point as in terms of what Pineda you're going to get when you do face him?
It can be sometimes. I mean, you know you're going to get really good stuff. Now, we've had some games where we've happened to get a couple guys on base and a big home run comes. But, I mean, the stuff doesn't change. He always shows really, really strong fastball slider approach.
Kevin, what would you say was the biggest difference from last Wednesday then? Just the use of the changeup more?
Or no,
just
I think
more effectiveness overall?
Yeah, just overall effectiveness. The slider was, I mean, you, other than the ball that Longo hit, you didn't see him throw another pitch like that.
And you're obviously aware of what's going on at that point. Is there any sense of relief in the dugout when Longo gets that hit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to, you know, no hit, whatever it was. You kind of get the monkey off your back, and now let's see if we can get another guy on and hit somebody hit a homer.
Sigh of relief in the first inning with Malik and Kiermaier there.
Yeah. They still got to get kind of familiar playing with each other. Malik's definitely, you know, he covers a lot of ground out there, and he probably hasn't played with many guys like KK. So it'll take some learning. Let's hope they learn quick, and we don't need to see anybody hurt on a collision.
The Yankees have been thinking for years that if he ever puts it together, he can be an ace. Did you think that even before seeing today, watching him, how good he can be at times?
Yeah, look, we've always respected the type, how he comes out and competes and makes he can make some really good hitters frustrated, make them look bad because of the two pitch mix. So today's showing was obviously one of the better ones that we've seen, but we've always really respected him as a pitcher.
Alex Cobb's defense didn't do him any favors, but his final line for the day was 7 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned. He struck out 7 and talked about his first loss of the season after the game.
It's a battle throughout those middle parts of the innings, but you know, at the end of the day, he controlled us pretty well, and there were some mistakes that I left out there that their offense capitalized on, and it's kind of the story of the game.
The curveball was a big pitch for you today. What was effective? What did you like about it?
You know, I was able to go in and out of the zone with it. You know, early in the count, I was able to get some strikes in the zone, and then, you know, they have to respect that. So I was able to get them to chase out of the zone a little bit later on. But, you know, it's what I have working right now, so kind of got to ride that for a little while.
Evan Longoria broke up the perfect game, but talked about not having enough offense in this one.
You kind of know what he's going to throw for the most part. I mean, you know, you're kind of guessing first pitch fastball, first pitch slider. Obviously, those are the only two that he was executing, and I had just guessed slider on that pitch, and he made a mistake. You know, it was the one that he had left up, and he did it the previous at bat. He had thrown a first pitch fastball, you know, on the outer half, and then the first at bat he had thrown a slider. So it's kind of just a guessing game, and you know, it's just one of those things where if he throws it down and away like he had been doing all game, you know, I might roll it over. I might swing and miss like I'd done before, but I was looking for it right there, and I got it.
Since you're the longest tenured guy here, you've had some experience with perfect games. Did any of that come in your head today?
Yeah, of course. You know, you can definitely start to feel it in Yankee Stadium. You know, the fans kind of let you know the intensity in that game. Once he got through the fifth inning, the intensity when he was out on the mound definitely started to ramp up. And so it's kind of a battle when you're in those situations to calm yourself down. Because you know it seems like there's so much more riding on each pitch, you know. And when he got to 2 strikes, he just did a really good job of putting guys away too. So we were definitely trying to swing early and didn't have a whole lot of success doing that.
The teams will rest up on Tuesday and continue the series on Wednesday. Blake Snell gets the start for the Rays against Jordan Montgomery at 1:05 Eastern Time.